singing like a bird bird of mine. I couldn't whisper when I needed it shouting. Yeah, but I'm singing like a bird bird of mine.
This is As a Shrike to Your Sharp and Glorious Thorn, a Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic, written by an author who has orphaned this work, and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for post-Order 66, emotional hurt comfort, angst with a happy ending. Boba is a victim too. He's also a little teenage jerk. Lucky Rex knows how to deal with that. Rex is a good big bro. Rex needs a hug. Boba needs a hug. Hugs for everyone! No beta, we die like clones. Summary. 2 years after the fall of the Republic, Rex sees a familiar face in a crowd.
Like a cry at the final, gravity is drawn. Remember me now, and reborn. As a shrike to your sharp and glorious thorn.
He was at least a foot taller than the last time Rex had seen him. The same face and eyes he remembered, used to see in the mirror, and the easy bravery that comes from being young that he didn't anymore. His hair was buzzed short now, not that floppy mess he used to favor when Jango was alive. He wore a few pieces of Mandalorian Beskar gun. Rex tried never to think about how Boba's heritage was never questioned the way the clones had been, supplemented with the leathers and weaponry of a bounty hunter. Rex set his drink down and allowed the barkeep to bring him another, which he held but didn't sip as he eyed the kid from across the room. He was too young, really, to be there. So was Rex, technically, but not that he was about to bring that up, and rules like that tended to blur in these Outer Rim territories anyway. There were bigger issues to worry about. And the way Boba was throwing back shots, it was obvious it wasn't his first time in an establishment such as this. Rex decided after a while to leave him to it. He held no claim to the kid, and no love lost considering what he knew of him. Whatever Boba was doing, it really wasn't any of Rex's business. His concern was just to lay low until he could finish repairing his ship and get off this Karkin dirtball.
Say that again, you Karkin sludge-filled hut turd!
Rex raised his eyebrows at his drink with a small smirk. Kid insults like a shiny. A quick glance over his shoulder, and he counted three huge creatures with scars and fangs, squaring off with Boba, who stood a head and shoulders shorter than all of them, with his chin up and fists clenched, spoiling for a fight. Rex rolled his eyes. Holds his drink like one, too. He dropped a few credits on the bar top and got up to make his way to the door, pulling his cloak hood over his head and face. Outside, he stopped in the shadows of a building across the street and waited. It only took a few minutes for the voices inside the cantina to reach a fever pitch, and then a slightly gangly body crashed through the flimsy wood door and tumbled out onto the street. As Rex watched, Boba groaned, wiped blood from his mouth as he tumbled to his feet. A few more insults were hurled from inside, along with the helmet that matched Boba's armor. Immediately, the kid was charging headlong back toward the door. Rex moved to step forward and grabbed him before he could, swinging him around to slam his back into the wall beside the door, just this side of Too Rough. Before Rex could speak, Boba had reached for a blade sheathed in his vambrace. Rex twisted to one side, pushing his leg against him,
pinning Boba's lower body so he can free his right arm to block the strike. He smacked the knife away, and it clattered to the ground. Boba swore, and shoved hard with his shoulders and what little leverage he had from his one free arm in an attempt to get free. But Rex was bigger, and much less drunk. He blocked him, this time grabbing his right thumb, pulling it back until it was almost touching the same arm, and Boba swore so viciously Rex found he was a little impressed. Hissing at the pain, Boba pulled a DC-15 out of his other holster, only for Rex to spin around and kick that out of his hands, too. "Will you stop pulling weapons on me, Dekut?" Rex hissed. "I'm trying to keep you from getting yourself killed." Boba stilled so instantly that Rex took a small step back to look him in the face. His mouth hung open, his eyes wide enough he could see the whites all the way around the pupils. His voice was a small thing when he managed to make it work. "Where?" Rex took another step back, only to step forward again when Boba wavered on his feet, staring up at him, looking so hopeful and open and young, Rex thought he might throw up. "Sorry, kid." Rex reached up and pushed his hood back, revealing his face in the low light spilling out from the cantina. "I'm not your dad." Boba's face shuddered and hardened like he'd been carved from carbonite. "I know that, clone," he snarled. He gave Rex another push, and this time Rex let himself be moved, watching as Boba stumbled away, his shoulders tight and hunched up by his ears. He retrieved his vibroblade, swiped a hand across his eyes, and then kept looking around as if searching for something. Rex spotted his blaster on the ground and picked it up. "Looking for this?" Boba scowled at him and stomped over, snatching the weapon out of his hand. "Give me that." Rex let him take it and politely pretended he couldn't see the way his hand shook when he reholstered it. "You got somewhere to stay tonight?" Rex asked, when the kid just kept standing there, arms crossed over his chest, glaring at the ground. "Yeah? Where?"
"Wherever I want,"
he sniffed, and set his jaw in that stubborn way that reminded Rex so much of Fives, his chest ached. He forced himself to take a few deep breaths, pushing the pain aside to be dealt with at a later time that would never come.
"Come with me. You can stay on my ship tonight. Slip off the drink."
Boba turned to frown at him.
"I don't need your help."
Rex just nodded, pulling his hood back up.
"I'm not offering you help. I'm offering you a safe place to stay for the night."
With that, he turned and left, picking his way quietly through the darkness toward the shipyard on the outskirts of town. He was unsurprised when he heard the soft crunch of boots on gravel behind him a few minutes later.
"You can sleep here, kid."
Rex pulled the twin bunk out of the wall opposite his own.
It was only used occasionally, when he met up with Ahsoka for a few days every couple of cycles, and even then, they usually shared a bunk.
The sheets were clean, and it was a better offer than anything the teen would get in town, which Boba knew perfectly well. He sank down on top of the blankets and turned to face the wall without a word. Rex sighed.
"You're welcome,"
he muttered, and went about removing his cloak and the few pieces of armor he still wore, stacking them neatly under his bunk.
"You can take the soldier out of the barracks,"
he thought to himself ruefully.
Rody and Brande always made his humor a little dark.
By the time he pulled himself under his blanket and dimmed the lights, Boba was already snoring on the other side of the room. Even now, 2 years since the last time he was called Captain, there were some habits Rex couldn't break. He still woke up at 0600 every morning,
still cleaned his blaster every evening. And he could still go from a sound sleep to battle-ready alert in half a breath's time. His blaster was already in his hand by the time he had sat up and pointed it toward the strange noise on the other side of the room that had woken him. A whimper joined the sniffing and wet, shaky breathing, and Rex deflated, putting his weapon to one side. He got up and padded quietly over to Boba's bunk, sitting down carefully so that they weren't touching.
"Hey, kid, you awake?"
Boba gasped and went still and silent.
"I'm fine,"
he ground out after a moment, sounding anything but. Rex ran a hand down his face.
"You're crying."
Boba shifted slightly away.
"No, I'm not,"
he said, sounding muffled. Rex didn't respond, and a few moments later, another small sob cut through the silence. Hesitantly, Rex reached out to lay a hand on his shoulder, ready to pull away if he resisted. Instead, the kid melted, as if the mere presence of a gentle touch had broken open something he'd been working desperately to keep closed. Sobs racked his smaller frame, shaking the whole bunk, and Rex reached around with his other arm, pulling until Boba was sitting up beside him and wrapped his arms around his shoulders.
"Shh, Udesi Vodika," Rex soothed, rubbing one hand on Boba's back and using the other to press his face firmer into his shoulder. "You're all right. I've got you."
Boba shook in his arms, and Rex held him tightly, pushing away memories of dark barracks and hugs after nightmares that stung his eyes and throat. Boba unwrapped his arms from around himself and clung to Rex desperately, turning his face into his neck.
"I miss him,"
he cried between gasping breaths and shuddering sobs.
"I miss him so much."
Rex bit his lip and sighed. He forgot that the galaxy had been as cruel to Boba as it had been to the clones. He was the same age when Jango died that the clones were when they were first shipped out from Kamino. He'd never thought of his brothers as the lucky ones. But maybe he'd been wrong. The clones, at least, had always had their brothers. Until Order 66 came down, Rex had never really understood what it was to be alone. He knew now. Alone and lonely were intimate friends of his now. But when Jango died, Boba didn't have anyone else to turn to. Rex's chest ached with the knowledge. He turned and pressed his cheek to the side of Boba's head. Immediately, Boba went rigid in his arms. Rex held his breath, but a moment later, Boba relaxed again, clinging tighter still. Rex squeezed him right back. He wasn't Boba's Buir. Wouldn't know what that meant, even if he wanted to be. But he was his Orivod. That was one thing Rex knew how to be. Was happy, desperate to be again. "I have you, Vodica," Rex promised. "For as long as you let me, I have you." The end.
Had no idea on what ground I was found. Thank you.
God is nuts. Inspired by this art and ask on Tumblr. Sujajani.tumblr.com. Ask. Your AU with Rex and Boba has so much angst potential. Oh my god. Boba looking at Rex and seeing his dad's face. Both of them acting tough, but one night when they're working together, read Making a Friend, Boba is up crying and you just enter Rex with a naked. And Boba roughly wiping away his tears with the back of one hand while trying to play it off, and Rex just pulls him in with one hand tucked against his chest. Okay, I'll stop, but I have so many emotions. Thank you. And there are some really cute art. There's one of, like, little Boba in his dad's cape and armor, and he's, like, coming up to Rex's armpit, and Boba says, I'm kind of a big deal. And Rex is taller and clearly adult. Says, okay then, big deal. Why the hell do you want my help? And basically, it's delightful. Quick Mandela translations. Dikut means idiot. Vodika means little brother or sister. Buir means parent, mother or father. And Orivad means big brother or sister. Reader's notes. So I was at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim 2022, and one of the panels we went to was the 20th anniversary of Attack of the Clones. And seeing Daniel Logan and Temuera Morrison sitting next to each other being, like, I don't care if I'm projecting and completely seeing something that's not necessarily there, but the vibes they had were still very, this is my dad, this is my son. And Daniel Logan did give it like a cute little thing, like an anecdote about Temuera Morrison calling when he was little and his sibling being like, it's your space dad. And it was just very sweet. And basically seeing that live put me in the mood for all of the Boba and Jango fic. And then Daniel Logan made a comment about, like, thinking at the end of Attack of the Clones that he was going to be Boba Fett, and then the next movie came and he was not in the next movie, and Temuera Morrison was every single clone in the next movie. And just, you know, seeing his father's face on every single clone just must have ripped him open over and over again. And then for Rex, like, I can't recapture the past, but I can give the use of my, you know, habits and behaviors I learned in the past to the brother who's still technically of age to, like, accept that. Oh, they're all so fucked up. It hurts so bad, but it hurts so good. Yeah, so, excuse me. I'm sorry that this author was like, hey, you know what, I don't want this attached to my name anymore, but I'm super glad that they orphaned it, because then I get to play with it. I get to play in the sandbox and be emotionally devastated. So thank you for orphaning and not deleting. This is an archive and we appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day. I fled to the city with so much discounted. But I'm flying like a bird to you now. Back to the hedgehogs where bodies are mounted. Yeah, but I'm flying like a bird to you now. I was home.